We often talk about education on this program, and with the HSC underway, HSC or VCE or whatever it's called in the various states underway at the moment, it's time to think about whether or not this is the right way for us to be testing our students. Now, on the Global Innovation Index, can you believe that we rank 20th in the world? 20th in a country like Australia. One expert thinks that the process revolves around what to think, not how to think. And it's one of my criticisms of universities as well. So let's talk to him. He's a futurist, Richard Kelly. Look, I would have thought, Richard, that university was the place that taught you how to think rather than what to think, but we don't seem to be getting that education anywhere anymore.
Correct. It's a sad indictment on the education process, and I guess the university processes, without getting specific, have evolved, but particularly the HSC is predominated by getting the highest result that you possibly can, and that tends to be focused on rote learning and not exploring how to think critically and creatively and the skills that are essential when you actually move out into the workforce and are trying to solve problems for people.
But hasn't that always been the case?
Well, I think it has always been the case, but the HSC, if we go back, let's say, 20 years, was preparing young men and women to go to university and study degrees that were going to allow them to be doctors and lawyers and accountants and engineers. And that's just not the path for a lot of kids these days. It's when we did away with this school certificate about 4 or 5 years ago and downplayed the trades, which are an essential part of a healthy growing economy, and made it seem like if you did a trade then you were underachieving. That led to a whole lot of young men and women being forced into this HSC/university pipeline where we now end up with where we need some of our best thinkers on the ground in the trades, where issues and challenges are happening at a very practical level. We are devoid of those critical thinking skills, and that's just one area.
I did my matriculation, as they called it, in South Australia, and the thing that separated, I did most of my schooling in New South Wales, but in South Australia is where I finished, and the thing that struck me about the system there was there were two clear paths and two different types of subjects you could do at year 11 and 12 that led you into those different directions. Is that perhaps the answer?
I think it is, and we do have this vocational training pipeline here in New South Wales, but it's still seen as the second or third alternative, and yes, but because it's not valued, it's not pushed as being a something that a school should necessarily aspire to. It's all about, I'm going back to, it's all about the rankings of the school, the number of band sixes it can promote. And yes, there's an economic reason for a school, particularly some of the private schools, to be able to do that to attract new students, but it's not the best thing for this country.
All right, what is the answer in your view then?
So I think we need to downplay the importance of the ATAR mark or the university entrance mark that's received, and have schools not rank schools by their rankings. So we take that off the table completely, and then allow teachers to focus on improving the creativity and innovation of the people and in their schools and the subjects that they teach and in the way that they teach them. So it's not necessarily the subjects, it's the way they're taught around remembering and regurgitating and rote learning to get the best mark rather than challenging your critical and creative thinking skills.
Which obviously in things like maths, science, well, particularly maths and English, that rote learning is important. But I guess it's when you get out of those subjects that you need to be a bit more flexible in your thinking patterns, don't you?
Well, yes and no. There's still a large element. If you talk to the great mathematicians and in the world, the creative spark that's needed to solve some of the pressing, there's still, I think, 19 problems, mathematical problems that are still unsolved. So there's still an element of being able to move out of that rote learn, and of course all subjects, whatever the field, have some of that base knowledge that you need, but it's still an essential to bring us forward and solve some of the most complex problems this country has and this world has.
Okay. What about practical hands-on experience with real-life things? Because I think back to my childhood, and I'm sure we learnt, you know, how Parliament worked, how laws were enacted, how to do your taxes. You know, these kind of things that a lot of kids these days say that they don't teach. And I saw somebody post something on Facebook that, you know, these are the life skills that I wish they had taught me at school, but they don't. Is that something that we need to be looking at, particularly at a senior high school level where kids are about to go out into the real world?
Yeah, so I think a lot of those practical hands-on skills are essential. Whether that be I'll just call it general debating, being able to hold an argument or a point of view and have a discussion and be able to think on your feet. They're critical skills that just don't get pushed enough through the school process, and it's something that's very worth our time investing in.
Is it something that you think that can be turned around relatively quickly if the appetite or the impetus was there?
I think the key thing is there has to be an appetite, and then there has to be an alignment of the different bodies to change the way they think about the education system. So like all of these protracted problems, the answer's easy, but the will to do it is sometimes a lot more difficult. So if there was a will to do it, yes, it's relatively straightforward, but on my issue would be I don't think there is this systemic and long-held views about how these curriculum should be rolled out, and I don't think that's going to change overnight.
Yeah, it's a sad indictment on where we live, and particularly in the lucky country. Richard, good to speak to you this evening.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be on your show.
That's futurist Richard Kelly. 132710 is the number. What do you think?